This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue our study of the problem of human suffering by referring you again to the fact that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was our perfect example of how to endure suffering. For example, the Lord knew that the suffering of the cross was before him, and he faced it with resolution. As the Bible tells us, he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem, that is, toward the crucifixion with all of its accompanying humiliation and suffering, which he knew was waiting for him there. You see, the fact of the matter is, nothing, not anything at all, could deter the Lord Jesus Christ from doing the will of the Father. His life was characterized by prayer, and this was the case long before the crucifixion occurred. But he also prayed while in the very shadow of the cross. He prayed that the cup of suffering might pass from him. Nevertheless, he conditioned that request with the modification, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. It was actually during prayer that Jesus won the battle over suffering. He arose from this prayer and met with utter calmness and serenity those who had come to crucify him. He met suffering without self-pity. In fact, even on the way to Golgotha, even on the way to the actual crucifixion, he showed more concern for others than he did for himself. Luke chapter 23, verses 27 through 31. You see, Jesus chose suffering over sin, and today he commands all men to make that same choice. That is, we must be willing to suffer rather than to be guilty of violating the will of God. Jesus taught, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life." The prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane was heard, but not for deliverance from the suffering. Rather, he received the strength to bear the suffering. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. Every sufferer should treasure these sublime truths in his heart. Christ left men an example so that in meeting suffering they might walk in his steps. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. And so now we have studied Job, Paul, and Jesus as great examples in the Bible as to how we ought to meet suffering. Now as we come near to the close of our study of suffering, let's look at some lessons we have learned and some conclusions that we should draw from this entire study. From the matters that we have noted and discussed previously in our various broadcasts, there are some very valuable lessons which should be learned and some very definite conclusions which should be drawn. It is possible to continue in faith even after all human props have been swept away. In the book of Job, there is the record of Satan's contending that no man serves God for nothing. Satan maintained that no God would serve God simply because of his love for God. But Job continued to have faith in God in spite of the loss of all things upon which human beings usually lean for strength. The Apostle Paul was a New Testament example of a man having that kind of faith. Paul counted all things loss for Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Hypocrites make a pretense of serving God so that they may receive the praises of men. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. But adversity such as that endured by Job will ordinarily make manifest all such hypocrisy. If Job and Paul could continue to serve faithfully, even in spite of the trials they faced, then those of us who suffer adversity today can also remain faithful by the power of God through his word.